Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another wonderful day of healings. Today is Friday, and we have a sponsor tonight, which is Sylvia in Canada. She'll be coming on shortly here. And we also have our other Sylvia, our co-host, in California coming on. So let's just do a sound check. So Sylvia in California, are you out there?
I'm here.
And
welcome,
Sylvia,
everyone.
In Canada, are you there?
Yes, I am, and I'm so excited to be here again. Thank you.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. So we will answer some questions, too, on the fast chat if somebody wants to bring them up. So we'll just do an entity clearing first of all here. And we'll start to rock and roll tonight here. So get rid of these entities. And they're coming out of us from our bottom of our feet up to the top of our head. And they're starting to leave. We're going to bring more of you back into your bodies. We're going to speed this up so we can do more questions here. And since we have a sponsor tonight, we'll have some more time for that. So we're going to bring you more into your body. So here we go. We're going to count to 10 to bring you more in. And your spirit will be healed, the parts of you that left, the fragments. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And a little more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, Pauline says, stereo Sylvia's. That's good. Okay. So, that's great. Okay, we're going to do a chakra alignment. Do it real quick here. So I'll just do them all at once here. Yep, they're all done for everybody. And that will bring energy into you. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, now you're all running a little more energy. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we're going to put you in your body properly. So remember, we get into our body crooked as we do a crash landing. That's what I call it. When you get startled, when you jump into your body, when you're out of your body, the spirit just jumps in any way it can to help to protect you. And a lot of times we get put in backwards, so or sideways or any which way. So here we go. Take you up momentarily. You're out, and now you're back in again. And if you felt the shift in energy in your body, it means that you're in crooked or backwards, upside down. Many ways that you can come in. So here we go. And we're going to do the mind to heart drop, dropping you down now. We're going to energize at the same time the light beam. So if you're new to the program, click on Creation Light Shift Healing and scroll down a little ways, about an inch on your scroll bar. You're going to see a light beam there. We're going to activate this light beam with some male energy tonight. So we'll ask for three males to come in, and they'll come in right now. Here they come. And we're going to bring your mind down to your heart at the same time. So dropping down. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. So dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Oh, boy. Somebody has some trouble there. Starting again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we have some shapeshifters listening here. These are ETs that can be in our bodies here. Negative light forms, we'll call them. Dark side beings without souls, and they want to go to the light. So we're going to take them out now. And the light beams on the monitor screen, they'll go right to the light beams here. I'm going to count to 10 as they leave. Your spirit's going to help to kind of help them out, coax them out of your body. Another way of push them out, kick them out, whatever. But we'll be very gentle because they do want to come into the light. So here we go. And they'll have a spirit put into them, so they'll be actually a light being, a being from the light at this time. Not a light being, but a being from the light. So here we go. We're going to take them out now. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, and you might feel chills in your body. Your body might even shake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll start our program now. You might want to move your body around a little bit here, take it, and, maybe get up and walk if you wish a little bit, because you may feel completely different as your energy now is integrating with you. So, Sylvia in California, are you out there?
Hi, and welcome everyone, and wasn't that a wonderful introduction? Thank you so much, Ron, for all that. And we are so excited tonight because we have Sylvia in Canada coming on as a sponsor. And many of you who are regular listeners to this program know of Sylvia because of her wonderful comments on the fast chat all the time, and also because she and her husband Rob and her family do this wonderful question and answer call every Tuesday night that's free for anyone who wants to call into that to find out more about the Lightship healings and to share experiences with each other about that. And we just can't say enough wonderful things about her. And so, Sylvia, I'd like to bring you on now and see what you'd like to get into for tonight.
Wow. I have so much joy energy flowing through my body because we just finished a conference call. So it's like I'm completely pumped within myself. Well, as pumped as I can be right now. I'll just have to wait for the other conference call, which will be, I think, on Monday. First of all, sorry guys, the first time I was here was on New Year's Eve night, I believe, or is it All Year's Night? And I was so honored and so pleased to actually be on the BBS station because it was like a great honor for me to be there and actually, you know, get a chance to speak to Ron again over the phone. But anyway, from then till now, I'm a completely different person. Back then, I thought it was the only chance I had to tell people how these healings really work. And here I am, not less than a month later, and I'm back on the call again. So today, or tonight, I would really like to us to do a lot of sample healings. And I can share a little bit of why I'm so joyous and why I feel so great. It is true, I have had a lot of clearing. Trust me, I needed it. And they're all working fabulous. Everything about me is in greater, better, close to perfect shape in my life. And I'm so grateful to Ron, Creation Lightship. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you, Anjali. Thank you, everyone, so much. And I'm so grateful to be here again. normally, you always do an emotional clearing. So can we please do that? Because that's the first clearing I experience. And the moment I experience it, I was completely hooked. Nothing have ever touched me. And I've been in the world of healing. I have looked into healing. I've tried healing. That emotional clearing is so powerful, Ron. Can you please do a sample for everyone? And I thank you.
Sure, okay. So, here we go. Emotional clearing, I go back the last 5 days. 5 days ago. So I'll do it the slow way here for the first time for the newcomers here. So 5 days ago, sixth chakra, and that's cleared. Fifth chakra, cleared. Fourth chakra, cleared. Third chakra, cleared. Second chakra, cleared. And first chakra, cleared. This is what I do basically when we do a session to clean out your whole lifetime, this lifetime. This is a whole life clearing that I do with people. This is what Sylvia is talking about. These are just sample clearings. They're not complete because they can't be, but it does show you what the clearing is like. So it's a way that you can understand that healings don't have to take more than an hour to do, to have a complete clearing. Remember, the Lightship created you, and they know all the energies about you, so they can clear them out. And so this is why the process is so quickly. So here we go. Four days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So I tend to go much faster with the clearings on the samples here just because I can. And sometimes people don't understand what they're like because it goes so fast. They try to hear the words that I'm talking about. And they're caught in the mental realm, and they don't know what's happening. And then they forget about feeling. So we're going to do a feeling body. Then I'm going to have you actually sit back and sample this last 5 days of your life. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. kind of put some music on and just feel the energy in your body, see how you feel, sense the energy, and just see if the drama, the trauma of this last 5 days is still with you. It should be pretty much released from you, put back into a state of zero charge, a balanced state. So if you do see something in your life that happened, normally you'd run away from it, be angry, upset, you know, many different emotions. And this allows you to have that experience still with you, but not to feel the trauma and the negative aspects of it. And remember, those aspects of the negativity, but the negative ETs live on, and you don't want to give them any energy and or be quartered by them. So this is a way to get out of that situation, to have these clearings also. So you should feel the energies now. Look at them, see how they feel toward you. Remember, these things have a life of their own. This is much like emotional bodies that we get rid of initially on this program. So this emotional trauma can live with you and have a life of its own inside of you, just like an entity. And so it will draw to you negative effects also because it wants to get healed too. So life here is very complicated. And the more you find out about these healings, the more you realize that you really need something to help you out here. And then once you start having them, then you actually have a better life. So this is the whole way to have better life, is to have clearings done on yourself. And they're all instantaneous clearings. And normally about 1 hour of time is what's required in order for you to change the way that you perceive life here. Remember, if you're in trauma all the time, in pain, emotional distress, this is your life pattern. And some people, they wake up every day and have these same patterns recycling, and they're just living in hell. And so if you want to get out of hell, then have these clearings. This is basically what happens. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia, in California.
Okay, well, I'd just like to pick up a couple of questions on the fast chat real quick before we go back to Sylvia in Canada. One is from Cindy, and she says that she sometimes sees shadow-like black kind of things in her room and thinks it's her cat moving, but then finds her cat in another room. So she's wondering what those shadows might be.
Boy, that's hard to say. Typically, if you see something moving in your room, it's some type of energy, some type of being that's coming into your room. It shouldn't be there. So I would say, you may want to have a house clearing, which is what I do also. So you may want to do that. It could be extraterrestrial being coming to you. They normally will not show up that way typically, okay? So it's probably more of an entity that's Earth-based. The abduction type of extraterrestrials normally will not show themselves to you. As a general rule, they'll take you when you're sleeping. So that's kind of the way they work. As far as seeing like movement in your room and stuff, or maybe even watching a cat track things in the room with their eyes, which you may have all seen, that means that because they're seeing into a different consciousness level, maybe a different dimension or just more of this dimension. And so typically I say it's probably an entity that's hanging out around you. And it could have been in your house when you moved in there, or your apartment, or wherever you are. So it could be just related to that particular area. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's wonderful. So, yes, Ron, we don't talk about that too often, but you do house clearings to remove any energies from houses and also from workplaces, because sometimes the entities stir up trouble, you know, between employees or just make the energy very negative in the office. So if you have any kind of situation like that, that's something that Ron can address. Next, we have a question from Ed, and he says, I think this is referring to the time at the time of ascension. And he says, when the light is withdrawn and intruding darkness disappears, what keeps the remaining dark universe alive?
The dark universe somehow is still able to feed upon itself. Remember, it was created by the darkness, so it does have its own life force. I think the darkness wants to get into more of the light energy, because the light energy is the way that it can actually sustain life better and or be able to experience more. And so the darkness may not have all these luxuries that the light has. So the darkness will still exist, but it just loves to come into the light because of the experiences that everyone has and the free choice. So it can come into you and have free choice. Maybe the dark energy doesn't know about free choice at all, and these energy beings are just doing not much of anything. So maybe it's like, from our terminology, maybe it's like going to Disneyland or someplace like that where you can have a lot of fun. So they come in here and they live off our energy. So all I can figure out maybe is that the darkness does not have all the different fascinations and energies that we have here that people of the light are experiencing, and the darkness wants to experience that. So, you know, they do need our energy to live on, but they may not need all of it, so they may be running on themselves perfectly fine, but they want to experience a lot more. So I hope that answers that question.
Thank you, Ron. So now I'd like to go back to Sylvia in Canada. It was so wonderful to hear of your experience with the emotional clearing, and what would you like to get into next?
Well, if I can actually just talk a little bit about those clearings. Like the emotional clearing and the feeling clearing and the mental clearing, these clearings have magic to it. But you only realize the magic after you have had the clearing. Prior to receiving a clearing from the creation lightship, you have no idea what to expect. And then you have the clearing, and it's like, wow. It's as if though you lived in this glass box with some color of some sort, but a very dark, dingy color. This is just a figurative expression of what I'm trying to say. And then suddenly you have an emotional clearing, and then suddenly you feel like it's transparent or it's not even there at all. And then your mind, which is my mind when it happened to me, is like, whoa, they can do that? And then it's like, whoa, this is really blissful. So the clearing itself is really, truly, truly powerful. And I know when I do the Q&A, sometimes, you know, someone might mention they have had the emotional clearing, but it wasn't that way for them. And I said, I do understand perfectly. It might have been that way for you. And I asked them to express it. And most of all the people, actually all of people, not most of all, the people that I've spoken to have felt a dramatic shift in the emotional clearing. And that actually caused them to get the second clearing, the third clearing. But anyway, we're talking about me. I'm sorry here. I want to talk about another clearing called the trauma clearing. Like, for example, I was abused in all areas of life, physical, you know, mental and emotional. Most people may not have gone through physical abuse, but I have. I was actually molested by one of my family member. And, you know, and I always thought that these energies of shame and all those negative vibration was always hanging around me, because in my culture, I come from West Indian background, which is like people from India who actually lived in the Caribbean. It is always the woman's fault. It's always the woman that brought all this upon themselves. But when Ron did the trauma clearing for me, it took it all away. It took everything away, Sylvia. And to be honest with you, from then till now, it's like I've continue to have clearing. I had a clearing today because I needed some clarity and balancing back within myself. Because even though I'm saying I'm very joyous right now, which I do feel it, and throughout the day I was pretty peaceful, I also experienced some negative things today. But because of all the healings and the clearings I have done, I am doing fabulous and totally have faith that my spirit is manifesting in my life. So can we do a sample of the trauma? Now, I understand these are just sample clearings, but I've come to understand it is so beneficial that even a sample worth everything.
That sounds great.
That would be great. Wonderful. Over to you, Ron.
Okay, so let's do a trauma clearing for everybody. We'll go back again the last 5 days. Here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, and again, you need just to kind of sample the energy. Not everybody actually feels the energy in their body. So if you're listening to this program, what I can tell you is that women are about 50-50 and men are about 1 in 100. So if for some reason, you know, you're hearing me do these clearings and you go, man, I don't feel anything at all, just wait. Maybe tomorrow when you wake up, you're going to have a different viewpoint on the way you sense energies. So feeling the energy has nothing to do with, you know, where it's tangible. It has nothing to do with if the clearing works or not, because the clearings always work. So what I'll do is another clearing here. I'll do one for anger for people. So I'm first going to do fear. Fear is a good one. So here we go. Fear for the last 5 days. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Next we'll do anger. 5 days ago cleared. Well, that one feels heavy for some people out there. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do one for, we'll just create one here for betrayal. Maybe some people out there feel like they've been betrayed for the last week. Maybe they did something and they felt the betrayal energy come into them. Remember, these are all emotional energies that we have labels on. And your body does respond to them. So here's for betrayal. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And if you want to go deeper with these clearings, let's do your whole lifetime. We can also go back and do the same clearing as a seven generational clearing, which will probably go back to maybe just guessing, everybody's a little different, but we'll just say probably, for sure the 1800s to the 1850s up to now. So back to you, Sylvia, in California.
Okay, well, wow, that was wonderful. And Sylvia in Canada, it's so great to hear your experiences, with these clearings, and I know that the people on the fast chat are really enjoying hearing that also from the comments. And I wondered what other clearings have, you know, well, I'm sure all of them have, because that's been my experience too, but are there any that stand out or come to mind right now that you would like to talk about?
Wow, what a tough question. No, sorry, I have to hesitate on that, because each one of the Creation Lightship clearing really have profoundly impact my life, and they all seem to build on each other, and it's all about transmuting or clearing away or sucking away the darkness, whatever the word would be. And what I can share with you is that it leaves the body feeling more wholesome. And then the mind, you know, I guess we can talk about the genetic ego mind clearing, the mind illusion clearing, there, which I have done all, the matrix as well. All of this actually helps the mind to, I guess, get a control of itself. And Like, for example, the parallel life clearing, which has nothing to do with the mind, actually was the first clearing that gave me the first best night's sleep in my entire life. And I have to agree with you. We have experienced these clearings. We know they absolutely work, and they all are perfect. And even though some of them or all of them bill on each other, it's always to a greater perfection of integrity, a greater perfection. And perfection might not be the right word, but I'm limited in my understanding, so this is all I can use. But it's a magic. It is just indescribable. But perfection, magic, wholesome, these words describe what I'm trying to say. So no, there isn't one in particular I would like to speak about. I would like to talk about all of them, which I know we don't have much time to, but they all work. They're all absolutely perfect. And only after you experience the whole life clearing, and this is the position I'm speaking from, because when I'm on the BBS fast chat with you all and I'm getting the samples and it's a new clearing, it is so disempowering for me to just feel the sample, but I'm glad to know it exists. It is after I do the whole life clearing and I feel the magic. And what I particularly do, sorry, I know I'm speaking lots because this is so profound. I love talking about the creation lightship. I absolutely. Thank you. Like what I do, I would call Run-Up. Well, first I always send him down the money. Then I would call him up and I'd ask him for a clearing. But I specify, can you do it for me when I'm sleeping? So then when I wake up the next morning, my ego, my mind is looking for all the senses in my body, my change in my character, my behavior, my thinking. And boy, it is phenomenal. It truly is. And it doesn't just go away in half an hour. It's permanent. So.
Yeah, exactly. Wonderful. And, you know, one thing I've noticed, and maybe you've had this experience too, with these sample clearings that Ron does. And one of the reasons why I love them so much is because, you know, after you've had the basic clearings, like the emotional and so on, then a particular sample he might do, and then you feel it like, wow. So at that point, you know that that's one that you need. And then maybe you don't feel another one as strongly because maybe it's something that is not, either you don't need that particular one or you don't need it right now, and the one that you do need just jumps out at you. Have you found that to be true also?
Well, I'm still in the position where I think I need all at the same time.
Yeah.
But yes, it does eventually work itself out to be that way. Of course, sometimes Ron always show me what he's hearing as well. But I don't know, Sylvia. Even though I've had so many clearing and I know it works, like, Sylvia, I really see impossible things happening in my life. I'm experiencing it. I truly am. That I just think all the clearing is really needed, even if you don't think you need something. If you were to do the clearing, it does get something that you're not even
knowing. I know. You're totally right. You're totally right. And we've talked about some of the basic ones that everyone should start with, like the emotional clearing and mental clearing. But I'd like to ask you if you've had any of the ones that are a little more advanced, like any of the ET, like abduction clearing or, you know, off-planet energies. Planetary courting, that kind of thing, and what your experience has been with those.
Oh, yes. Everything you have asked me if I've had, yes, too. My off-planet ET, I felt it moving in my stomach. The planetary courting, oh, yes. I feel totally separate from the energy. I remember when I did my 4-in-1 master's and he had only disconnected us from, you know, just the basics, the 13. That was nice. But after doing the planetary courting, then you're like, whoa, that's how much energy was actually courting you that you don't even know about. Because I never knew anything about courting. All I know is that I was this Indian girl who had the capacity to do very well in business when I came over to Canada. But even though I was doing very well, I just had this weakness about me. I just had this insecurity about me. So everything is was on an underlying level. My ego was able to express and demonstrate itself, but there was everything was just underlying. And then starting to do the creation lightship clearings, it was like they were going, and they were gone. So yes, I've done all those clearings, and they all work. Like, it is amazing to know you can feel independent from the chair next to you or the big or the moon that's up in the sky.
Yeah. So do you feel now that you are not under the control of your natal chart as far as creating the rest of your life?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, in my culture, we line people up based on their natal chart. Absolutely. I do not feel astrology or anything affects me. And on occasion, when I happen to glimpse it, I look at it and I smile because it is so mind-controlling. And what I mean by that is that you read that and it resonates in your DNA cellular memory, and then your thoughts, by recognition, brings up the feeling. And then when it brings up the feeling, then all these thoughts are going, and it's like, whoa, this is why I love the centrifuge room for that.
Oh, yeah, definitely, the centrifuge room. Maybe we can talk about that in a minute. I think we had a request from someone to have a sample of the anxiety clearing. So, Ron, if that's all right with you, I'd like to do that next.
Okay, here we go. Anxiety. Boy, we don't have any anxiety out there, do we, anybody? Today's Friday. So here we go. Anxiety clearing for the last 5 days. In fact, we'll go 7 days, so take off, and we'll do the weekend. So here we go. So I'll just do the dates here. So last Saturday, cleared. Sunday, boy, energy there, cleared. Monday, cleared. Tuesday, cleared. Wednesday, cleared. Thursday, cleared. And today, cleared. I'm yawning, so, man. I'll do that again for everybody. Saturday cleared, Sunday cleared, Monday cleared, Tuesday cleared, Wednesday cleared, Thursday cleared, and Friday cleared. Okay, so you should feel a lot better now. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. Going back to that subject of the planetary cordings or any type of cordings like that, when you had those released, Sylvia, did you feel any sensations or pain as those things left your body?
I just felt lighter and lighter. And yes, I have actually received those pains. In fact, I was very much extremely in pain for most of 2007 because of these critters that I, you know, hope they're all gone, but anyway. I did really feel it. I think what I would like to bring to your attention, if it's okay, the people courting and the objects courting, there is three that actually Ron did. And I have to say to you, those are like much more obviously felt, but equally as powerful. I remember when I did the places or thing courting, decording, not courting, correction, decording with the creation lightship, I found that I had less desires for wants because the mind has a unmet needs of wantless. When I did that, I felt like there was nothing that I needed. It was a really, really powerful clearing.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So the feeling of needing like material objects went away along with as the cordings were released from things?
Yes, and it actually stayed that way for a very long time.
That's great. And you mentioned the people also.
Oh, yes. With the people, I actually felt more of I never really felt a lot of myself previously. But after I had those clearings done, I was able to actually feel a little bit more independent. I was able to feel more like a singular person, including when I did the entity clearing as well, because I've had many entity clearings. I needed it. I still do. And that was a wonderful request. I don't have the fast shot in front of me, but that anxiety clearing is very, very powerful. I remember one day I was going through, again, some more trauma in my life, just everyday stuff, like, you know, relationship, divorce, you know, other parents dealing with the other kids, so on and so forth, just regular pervasive things on the earth. And I had an anxiety clearing, and I had a depression clearing. Oh, the depression clearing was so amazing. I still cannot go into depression. Even when I try to go in, even if I try to go into a bit of melancholy, I can't get there. And this clearing happened over a year.
That's amazing. You know, I think for a lot of people, the opposite is true. You just keep trying to pull yourself out of it all the time.
Oh, yes. And these clearings, like, they really do work, Sylvia. Like, I am a walking, talking, live testimony that they work. And it's not because I am best friend with Ron. I've never seen Ron. I've never met him in person. I met him figuratively or literally through the computer. One day I just went to the computer and I typed in Ascension, didn't know how to spell it, and then I came across his site. And I called him for like 3 weeks hoping to get him. I never got him. I got the voicemail, and I eventually was forced to leave a message. So grateful that I did that.
Definitely, definitely. So I wanted to ask you, I don't know if you have had any experience with any of the online clearings or the, you know, the new things that Ron has put on his website where you can access those clearings at any time, day or night, even if he's not available. Have you done any of those?
Well, to answer you honestly, like I have been doing, I have not. And the reason I have not is not because I don't value it. I spend all my time, effort, energies into keeping that which I've already healed and I have maintained, as well as generating all I can financially to get and have more healing. And because I prefer, you know, more clearings. I prefer to actually have Ron do it for me in the night when I'm asleep. I will, however, at the end of next month, get online and start doing that, including the waters, because they all work. I remember when I was so ill, like 4 months ago, Ron would charge water for me, you know, help me with life force energy. I nearly died like 4 times, basically. And this man worked. All the time, because I've had so much clearings. I was speeding up my healing from my cancer. And I don't think he felt responsible, but I thought he felt compassionate enough to actually assist me. And he would work for hours with me. So, yeah, I'm so, like, grateful to that.
Wow. That's so wonderful. I'd like to hear more about that. I just wanted to mention about the experience that I've had with the updates on the online clearings. Like for myself, since I've had, you know, the emotional clearing and some of the other ones, it's wonderful to be able to go online and just update them every day or every few days or whenever I feel like I just need to update them. And that way, you know, because as things happen in life, I don't want to accumulate any of that. Now that I've gotten rid of it, boy, you know, once you've gotten rid of it, you don't want it again, man. I'll tell you, you just don't want it again. So it's wonderful being able to do those unlimited updates on the website at any time.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. So let's see. Is there something you particularly would like to? I've been asking a lot of questions, and I have more, but if there's something you want to go into, then let's go there.
I would just like to add something to the end of our last conversation, that basically the creation life ship healed my cancer. For the entire year of 2007, my cancer cells will melt and just leach out of my body. And it was just really amazing. Like, there's no technology, there's no healing modality, there's nothing on this earth that I've come across that I can actually do that. And I just really wanted to bring that to your attention, Sylvia. And no, there isn't really a healing in particular I would like. I think I like your questions because these are things I have experienced, and these are things I am experiencing because of the Creation Lightship healing. So,
well, it's really wonderful to hear your experiences, and I'm so honored and happy to have you on talking about these. And I know that people can relate to what you're talking about. And everyone has their different problems or areas of healing that they need, but it's just wonderful to hear your experiences. And let's see, I wanted to ask you specifically, and sorry to all the men out there listening right now, but the issue of self-empowerment as a female, as a woman, especially because you mentioned that you have kind of not just the usual amount of that many women have, but that you have a cultural double dose from, your genetic background and where you lived. So can you share any of your experiences about that?
Wow. just think about the worst case scenario and know that we kind of lived it, except I'm alive to talk about it. But the clearings I've done, I think if I can focus on that part, was the enslavement clearing. There are so many clearings that I've actually done to help me deal with that aspect. I've even done one about a hate man clearing. Me personally, as an adult and as a female, do not hate men. But I found that came where I actually hate the way men parent kids. So the hate man clearing didn't come where I personally hate men, but I hate to see the way they parent kids. So that's how the hate was attached to that. Now, coming back to my cultural enslavement or subserviency, wow, Ron really had to actually help me and create a lot of clearings to help me deal with that. Because in my culture, women are doormats. And even though we are heart-centered and we're connected, the energy, because I've come to realize today, we are all, okay, forgive me, I was completely disempowered because of the energies that I was feeling. I wouldn't exactly say that I'm all 100% of a feeler because I am not, but because I have compassion and I have understanding and I was experiencing a lot of negativity in just simple things, like if I would try to speak to an elder, whether it's an aunt, an uncle, a parent, or a relative, you only have to do it in compliance to what they want. If you were having a relationship, well, you don't exactly have a relationship without anyone's permission. So these basic life things is what the enslavement or the subserviency is all around. And there's another big thing in my teaching is that there is two lives that we live. It's not a bilocating life either.
Yeah.
The two lives was, sorry, I was just making a joke of Ron. But anyway, the two lives we will live is where there was one version of the truth that was only kept inside of the home. And then there's a facade or a persona or another version of the truth that is outside of the home. So even though as a woman, we are so disempowered and so unloved, unnurtured, disrespected, and not even cared for, we would always have to show the entire world and the other people that we are loved, respected, and liked. And it's not that way. And there is a lot of Indian women I've actually had arguments with that because they're saying to me it's not that way. Then if you stay with them 1 hour in their house, you can see it's exactly that way. So Ron definitely have lots of clearing to help those disempowered feelings, because it's all about empowerment.
Well, you know, you're right, and it's not just a female thing, although I did want to go there because you had, you know, brought up your experiences with that, and it's important. But all of us need to become empowered with our spirit, energy, our own divinity within, and that is, to me, what is just so amazing about everything that the light ship does, is because each time you do a clearing, then there's that much more of you back restored to you in wholeness that you can use to, you know, create your life with, whereas before you're really running on just, you know, one cylinder or, you know, one burner on the stove and the rest are out. So,
yes.
it is just very empowering, men or women. So that's wonderful. And I'd like to do have another sample clearing for everyone. And I'd like to talk about the emergency healing on the website, creationlightship.com, because that is amazing. I know people have had incredible experiences with it. I don't usually talk about my own experiences, but I will just mention that recently I woke up in the middle of the night sick. So, you know, like I felt like I had, you know, either had some food poisoning or some kind of attack, and really it was just horrible. And I went to the computer, and within minutes that was cleared away, and I went back to sleep and slept like a baby. So it's very powerful, the light beings that come and work with you on that emergency healing are just so loving and so amazing. So I don't know if we, Ron, do you want would you like everyone to just go to the website, or do you want to just bring in the energy for people to experience that?
Well, let's go to the website, everybody. So type in, you know, creationlightship.com, and I have to do the same thing here. In fact, I'll just stay on the BBF site. So go to creationlightship.com and scroll down on the left side. Underneath healings, you're going to see the word emergency healing. And this is the way that I can help maybe newcomers or other people, just to have a couple of free samples of this here. Then I would like people, if they could, just to give some type of donation if they get on it more than a couple of times. But this is just a free sample for everyone. So get on it. You know, click on, maybe you could direct the people right now to it, Sylvia, since I don't have it up on my monitor screen, okay? But I know it's...
It says emergency healing, and then right under that it says instant help now, and you just click on that.
Okay, and then scroll down, and put your name, I believe, in the text box, is that correct?
Yes, you put your name, and then you just type in briefly the reason, you know, for the healing.
Okay,
and then you press start.
Do that. If you just want to tune up, just do that. And as soon as you do that, the light beam is activated. And you might want to bring her up. And it's going to count down, I believe, for 5 minutes. So let's do it right now. So everybody, just click on the activation there. And I'll put some music on. And it'll start counting down. And I'll see you back in 5 minutes here. And you're going to have a wonderful healing to be able to experience this here. And this you want to use, you know, when you have something that's pretty bad in your life that happened to you, you know, like food poisoning or maybe a death in the family. You know, there's many things that happen here that we have no control over. And you need to get put back into balance instantly. So this is kind of a gift that I can give everyone. So just come on that right now and click on it and just sit back and relax and feel the presence of the divine energies helping you.
Thank you.
For the emergency healings. I hope everyone enjoyed this process here. For me, it's kind of, as a physical person talking, it's kind of like unbelievable what they do for us here. When I'm on the light ship and in that consciousness, I already know what it's like, but just talking down here as a human, at times it gets to be kind of like mind-blowing how quick and how fast they work. And anyway, that's about all that I'll say. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Well, I wish we had another hour. It's just been so wonderful, and it's our time is up. I'm sorry to say, but yes, that healing was very profound, and all the healings on the website are that way. And yes, please, if you can, do donate something to Ron when you use the emergency healing, which is very easy to do on PayPal, and for the radio program, because he does all these out of his own pocket, and it's wonderful to help with that. And Sylvia, we just have about, we're really out of time, but would you like to say anything else before we say goodnight?
I would like to say thank you for me being here, and secondly, please get healing. If there is any gift you want to give to yourself or anyone you love, please get healing. Thank you.
So
thank you.
Have,
yeah,
Sylvia,
I'd like to
have
you on again, Sylvia, and talk about the healings with children, if you can come on another time.
Of course, I would love to. I will definitely be future sponsor. Not to worry.
Great. So I'll just sign off here too. Good night, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow night for Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship.
Yep, and Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, 5:30 PST, You can check on the VBS staff chat for the phone number there. It's 646-519-5800, pin number 5303. And Sylvia will be online on the telephone to answer any of your questions. So blessings to all of you. And tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship at 9 o'clock PST, 12 o'clock Eastern, midnight. Bye, everybody, and blessings.
Blessings. Good night.
Good night.